What did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend? I need to know this, cause I noticed you're smiling out of the sun, having fun and feeling free. And I can tell you know how hard this.
Welcome to the community radio online of Leganés. Leganés is a non-profit making organization which aims at creating communication means in our city. Today, we are going to educate, and that is that we are going to educate and we are going to communicate at the same time, because you are going to listen to some students of second year baccalaureate from Maria Zambrano Secondary School. They are going to use this community radio to communicate in English. Welcome to everyone. We've got some five people here. Welcome, everyone.
Well,
welcome.
Hi. Okay, would you please introduce yourselves? I am Ruben. I am also a teacher in Maria Zambrano, but who are you? Can you introduce yourselves? For example, you?
Well, I'm Alba from the Science Socials Bachillerato.
Okay, thank you, Alba. Welcome, Alba. And who are you?
I am Rodrigo.
Okay, welcome, Rodrigo.
I am a student from Institute of Marathon Brown High School. And I am very happy to stay here.
Yeah, and we are also very happy to have you here. Eh? Okay, thank you, Rodrigo. Who are you?
I'm Javier, and I am in the Maria Zambrano too. I'm in the same class of Rodrigo, and I think that Rodrigo is a bit pelota.
You think so? Okay. Then thank you, Javier. Who are you?
I'm Soraya, and I study also in the Maria Zambrano High School, and I study the science baccalaureate.
Okay, thank you, Soraya. And we also have another person more. Who are you?
I am Paloma. I study the technological baccalaureate in the high school Maria Zambrano. I am in the same class like Rodrigo and Javi, and I am very happy here.
Okay, and we are also very happy of having you here. Well, for people can listen, you can already communicate perfectly in English, okay? How long have you studied English, more or less?
Since 4 years, I think.
Yes.
Since you were 4 years?
Not me.
Oh, not you? So when did you start?
I think I'm studying English since the sixth course, I think. Not 4 years, 10 or 11, I don't know.
So it's been a long time, eh? And that's why you can already communicate. So more or less from 6 years, 5 years till now, and you will continue, I suppose.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that English is a useful language?
A very useful language.
Okay, why?
Because it's the universal language in the world.
Okay, it's universal. Well, we don't know if exactly universal, but at least a lot of people speak English, and maybe they can understand you now, no?
But for example, today we have been in the library of our high school speaking with a group of Danish people. All of them speak English perfectly, which is something very normal in these countries, and they think that we are in general not very clever because in this country, not many people speak English.
Okay, but do they speak English, all of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so. That's really, really good. You have now exchange students from Denmark, as you said. And also last week there were some people from Finland.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also
yes.
We have had some people from Malmesbury in England. So a lot of people from other countries, a lot of students from other countries are coming now to our school to study Spanish, and also they are making you study in English, aren't they? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, what do you think about these changes?
I think it's a good thing to ask to practice the oral language. But we have to speak with all this group of exchange people, and all of them say the same. They come to Spain, which is a country famous because of the climate and so, and they bring them here, and they are in a museum, in another museum, in another museum.
So they don't like museums.
Maybe no. You like a museum, but not all the museums of Madrid.
Yeah.
I think two museums is enough. There are
two
too many things.
Are enough.
Yes,
okay.
Because there are too many things to see in Madrid, apart of museums. So, my partners of Denmark say that they were on parties all the night during the weekend, and they sleep 3 hours in 2 days or more or less.
Wow, so they...
No, not only museums.
Also party.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is this your first time on a radio?
Yes.
And what did you think?
He's very curious.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. A different experience.
Yeah. Are you a bit nervous?
Yes.
Okay. Of course.
No. I want you to listen to your teachers. They are going to send you some greetings. Let's listen to it.
Hey, guys and girls. This is Maria. You're the best, and we are going to be listening to you, and I'm sure we're going to have a good laugh. So, bravo to you all.
I hope you'll be very brave, and you will do it quite right, you know? Yes, I'm getting tough, you know.
Thank you. Don't get nervous. This is Juan Carlos. I know you can do it so well that I will listen to you. I will be waiting all the evening to listen to you. Bye.
Okay, so as you can see, they are trying to encourage you, and because they don't want you to be nervous, they think that you can speak English very, very well.
Wow, more or less.
They expect too much.
I think so.
Okay, so apart from speaking about all this, we've got some topics already prepared. They have been working on some topics, and they are going to speak about something. So we're going to begin first with Soraya and Alba. And Soraya and Alba, they are going to speak about school and education. I am always with the communication. So they are going to speak about school and education.
It's in a bus center, but some things like the heating is very old, in my opinion. And during the true winter days, we are in class and we are terrible frozen with several layers of clothes. So I think it's time to renew it. And now, in the high school, they are installing internet por cable. I don't know how to say it. But it is a delay. It would be better to install Wi-Fi so that any computer that was in the class will have access to internet. So I think all of us make a new... I don't know how to say.
Okay.
Well, I think everybody must take one computer and know how to use it, and nowadays, it isn't happen, and it's not impossible in my.
So you think that if Maria Zambrano had a wireless connection, it would be better for students?
Yes.
To use their computers and the net and so on.
Because sometimes we lose too much time, for a little thing in a page 20 hundred and with you can write in Google, and in the moment you have the solution. So I think it's better.
So you mainly use the computer to look at information?
Yes, always.
Okay, what other things do you think could be improved in Maria Zambrano, apart from the heating and the Wi-Fi?
Well, I believe that we really have a problem with the transit, because sometimes we don't have lessons during specific hours because the teacher didn't come or something like this, and we must stay inside the class. And we can go home or to the playground or whatever. And I understand that we are the responsibility of the high school. And if it something happened to us, the blame will be for them. But I believe that they could ask for our parents for an authorization to go out or in these kind of situations. And I think too much people won't have to run away to the to the car doors.
Because that's true. When you don't have a teacher, you normally escape. And
we are teenagers. So.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah, you know, when I was your age, I was studying also here in Leganés, and we could go out. It was your responsibility, but you could go out. Eh? Yeah. Okay. What other things? What else?
Look with this topic. There are too many people in the high school who is major of age, and I think it's an idiot situation that they have to pay an authorization to go out, and if they are major, why they have to do it?
Okay, so they are older than 18, and legally they can do what they want.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah,
we are major to vote, but not to decide where can we stay.
Okay, Soraya, I don't know if you've got anything to add about this.
Yes, I quite agree with what Alba said about. About the improvements in the education. I think one of the most important improvements that we can bring by using technologies is using more the computers. We could improve in general the education by using new technologies. It's a fact that it's very important nowadays. So it's essential to know how to use it. I think we should use computer in class, or if not, we should have a subject to learn about using the computer.
Okay, don't you have any subject in which you use the computers, or in which they teach you at least how to work, for example, with documents or any other things?
I have only used the computer in the high school as a subject 2 years ago in fourth of ESO. And, well, now sometimes we go to the computer room so that we can practice, but it's always when we are in English class. We practice some English exercise and so in some English pages.
And do you think that is that useful for you to learn English when you use a computer with filling the gaps exercises and so on?
Yes, I think so, because you can choose a big source of exercise, and you can use dictionaries, you can listen music and so, and I think that's very interesting.
Okay, and you can also do radio.
Yes, of course.
You are doing it now.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you have anything to add about school and education, about Maria Zambrano.
Yes, I would like to say something about the subjects. I would like to say that we should study more ethics. because I think we only do it 1 year, and later we study 2 years of philosophy. But I think it is not enough, because in first of bachillerato it's a mixture of many philosophical aspects, and in the second year of bachillerato we study 13 philosophers just for pass our selectivity exam. Mm-hmm. And it's true that not everybody do the same exam. We can choose between doing history or philosophy, and there are many people that are not interested in philosophy at all. And I think it's important.
So maybe that is the area that wants to deal with the subject education for citizenship. I don't know if you have studied that. Do you know that it is always on the news, Educación para la Ciudadanía?
Yes.
And it's a bit like this, dealing with this kind of topics, I think. So maybe that can fulfill your expectations, I don't know.
Yes, but I think that's not enough. I think it could be very positive to study ethics from, I don't know, the first level of ESO.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many aspects in life that are very interesting. For example, thinking about life, death, or, I don't know, freedom, law, abort, and many other topics. I think it could be very positive to make children more mature and more critical.
Yeah, okay. Also. And to develop their own opinion also.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good point.
To think by yourself and know what the others think about so important things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, have you got anything to add?
I think that's all.
Javier?
You said that it could be important to help us to think by ourselves, but how can we think and express ourselves when, since we go to the school, people say what we have to study, what we have to say, what we have to do? We have to do maths, we have to do physics, we have to do language. So maybe I don't want to be a physic or a philology, but I have to study everything. I think that it is not the best way to get us to think by ourselves.
Okay, I agree with you. Sometimes we are supposed to know a lot of things about many areas, many different areas. But, okay, I think it is good for you to have a general idea of almost everything, but it is true that when you study the things that you like, you do it better because you are motivated.
Mm.
So that is our work as teachers. We have to motivate you to think that you want to study that or that you are interested in that.
Yeah, but you can motivate a person in, for example, you can motivate a person to study English because English is an important language in the world and so, but how do you motivate a person to study 13 philosophers, which is the most
yes.
boring thing in the world? No. You have to study Ortega y Gasset, Platon, Aristoteles, Kant. It's impossible.
Kant.
Don't you like Kant?
No.
No. Javi, or for example, analyze sentences.
For example.
Yeah,
I love that.
No,
but you love that.
But what can we... How can help you learn to analyze syntactically sentences is something
yes.
stupid.
Maybe that's, sorry, that's what I was saying. I mean, I think the most important thing is not to study 13 philosophers in a year. I think that's not
useful.
So useful. I mean, what I was saying is that. What we should do is to talk, to think about
maybe
all the things that can affect us.
Oh, for example, you study...
But not Aristoteles and all their thoughts.
For example, you study these philosophers and you study that they teach their alums
yes,
or pupils walking by the street and talking to them, and we are in a class, 30, sitting like that, and listening to a teacher that is telling us all the ideas of Aristoteles, which we didn't really interest. We could, I don't know, discuss about it or something, but learn 13 philosophers. And,
maybe these kind of subjects should be more practical.
Yes.
Go to the street and see what happens in the real life and discuss about it.
Yes.
Know about who thinks or who says. No.
For example.
Yes.
No? Okay, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Okay, I think that this is a very interesting topic because you are participating a lot. But as you know, on radio, we've got very few time. So what we're going to do is to have a break because we have also to welcome to new people that just arrived. And we will continue speaking about gender, role, sex, and many other things, okay? So let's have a little break and we will come back.
Keleta Radio, Keleta Paz, tu ne sais plus, dans les collègues.org, tu le peux trouver.
Diez años desde la fundación de Ecoleganés. Gracias a todas las personas que han pasado, a las que colaboran y a las que vendrán. Ecoleganés es un proyecto de y para la ciudadanía de Leganés. Y ahora nuestra meta es la FM.
Seas francés, inglés o senegalés, tu web es Ecoleganés.
Durante 10 años, Ecoleganés ha creado medios de comunicación comunitarios, revistas, fanzines, cineforum, documentales, portales web, fotografía, formación en nuevas tecnologías, en radio, producciones videográficas de la vida cultural y social del municipio, el área de mujeres.
Great, great.
You don't want to hear that shit.
Cop, cop.
Somewhere. Eco Leganés Radio, la nueva forma de comunicación en Leganés. Escúchalo en la web ecoleganés.org.
Down somewhere.
You don't want to hear that shit.
Somewhere.
You don't want to hear that shit.
Y por supuesto, la emisora comunitaria en internet.
What's your radio? What's your web? Don't look for anymore. Visit ecoleganes.org.
It's amazing, I'm the reason everybody fired up this evening. I'm exhausted, barely breathing, holding on to what I believe. And no matter what, you'll never take that from me. My rain is as far as your eyes can see. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing. So amazing, it's amazing. I'm a monster, I'm a killer, I know I'm wrong, yeah. I'm a problem that I never ever be solved. And no matter what, you'll never take that from me. My rain is as far as your eyes can see.
Every human being is born with a sex. Yes, a very funny word. Sex refers to the biological characteristics of a person at birth. However, sex is not the only thing in life, because all of us have also a gender. The word gender relates to the perception of being male or female and is known as the gender role. Furthermore, apart from sex and gender, there is another important issue, which is sexual orientation, and it refers to an enduring emotional, romantic, sexual or affectional attraction to another people. Sexual orientation can be distinguished from other aspects of sexuality, including biological sex and gender identity, that is, the psychological sense of being male or female, and sexual orientation can be also distinguished from the social gender role, which is adherence to cultural norms for feminine and masculine behavior. People don't choose their sexual orientation. So now we are going to speak about sex and also about the gender role. Okay, what do you want to say about this? Okay, for example, Rodrigo, you as a boy, what do you feel is being a boy different from being a girl?
Different. We have a lot of different, not only physical different. Maybe more psychological difference. But I think that Javier has great ideas about this topic.
Okay. Javier?
Yeah, I'm not absolutely agree about that. We are so different. I think, of course, we have differences between girls and boys. But I think these differences are more a gender role than a reality. For example, there are things that things that are typical to the girls and things that I think that are typical to the boys. For example, Rodrigo.
Okay. Maybe the girls are more, I don't know how to say it.
Okay, but do you think...
Take care what you say.
Okay, so do you think that apart from the biological differences that are obvious, okay, are there any other differences that are so important that we have to develop different roles in society? For example, we as men, are we supposed to be one way different from what they girls have to be?
I don't think so. I think we are just different in our body, but psychological, we are all the same. But when we are children, people teach us about how to behave as a girl or as a boy, not just what people teach us. Also, what we see in the world in general.
Okay, so is then society the one who conditions our behavior? That's what you think?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, but why in that way? I mean, why did society choose those roles, those ways of behaving?
Maybe just by marketing. For example, if you see the advertisements of Christmas, you see an advertisement of a Barbie, and the one who is playing with the Barbie is the girl. You see an advertisement of an action man, and the one who is playing with the action man in the advertisement is a boy. The same commercial marks make us what it supposed that we have to do.
Well, interesting, because it is true when you see, for example, dolls or even kitchens, it usually appears a girl
using it.
But yeah, it is true that action games or, I don't know, for example, those little war toys, you know, they are always or usually used by boys. Do you agree with this classification? You girls, have you ever played action games, and you boys, have you ever played with dolls or with a kitchen?
Yes.
No. Not really. I think I have ever do what is supposed to I have to do, but I think because this reason that in TV and in everything there's things that condition you to do it. But I think that it shouldn't be like this because, for example, I have friends that are girls and friends that are boys, and that we, when we are children, they like more to play with another kind of toys or so. But for example, I had a friend that didn't play with a doll because, of course, the other boys can say, ah, you are gay or so. And this is something that I think it shouldn't be like this, but it's like this.
Okay, and what do you think about housework? Do you think that girls have to do the work, or are boys, or they have to share the work? What do you think about this?
No, of course. Each one has to do what he or she needs.
Okay.
I think if you, I don't know how to say, if you make something get dirty, you must clean it, and that's all.
Yeah, so everyone has to be responsible for their things. Don't you think so?
Of course, yes.
So you don't expect anybody to do the washing up for you or to do the cooking for you, do you?
No. It shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm.
I think this is the more traditional thinking, that the women was in the house, take care of the children, and nothing else.
Yeah, and the boy goes to work and brings the money.
Yes. Uh-huh,
that is a typical role, yeah.
Nowadays,
it is changing.
It's changing because in too many cases, the girl is who brings the money and the boy is who must be in house, to in home. Sorry.
Okay, but and do you think this has already changed? I mean, you in your houses at home, do you feel that that role has already changed, or is just an utopia?
No. I think it is starting to change, but little by little. I hope that in many years it will change finally, but nowadays I don't think so.
You don't feel that you as a girl has the same rights as a boy, at least at home?
Yes, but I see that in young people, but old people still think traditional.
Yeah, they are really reluctant to change.
Yes.
It sometimes happens, okay? Okay, and do you think that you as girls and you as boys have the same opportunities when looking for a job?
Of course. Why not?
Yeah.
We are all people.
No. I think that boys have more opportunities.
Uh-huh.
Because we are boys and in all people thinks that a man can do work better than a woman, in very difficult works or more physical works.
Uh-huh.
The boss think that a man is a better worker than a woman.
Okay, usually we are stronger, but I know some women that are really stronger than me. Okay, I am not very strong, but...
And I think nowadays, almost every job which needs strong can be made by machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, of course. So now it's the same.
Yeah, but I think that Rodrigo is not saying that it is a reality. He's saying that the people who is in the... in the top has this way of thinking, and they have many prejudices against girls, and also many people say that the society is very equal and all of this, but I think that things should change a lot more.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, for example, about that topic that we, all men, we all like football, and you women, you like gossiping on TV? Do you agree with that?
I hate football.
You hate football?
Look, you are breaking the rule now.
My sister plays football in a very important football team. in the most important league of girls in Spain, and she doesn't earn almost anything. She can't live with money of the football.
So she cannot.
And she's in the same league as, for example, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Cristiano Ronaldo is rich. And
rich is
really rich.
Rich is an euphemism.
Is is the Cristiano Ronaldo? No, no. Because he earns millions. No.
A million.
And the coach and the president of the football club pay 19 million to
94. A million
to bring him to the team. And your sister, maybe, I'm sure that is
less than 500 euros.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so do you think then that girls and boys have the same opportunities?
No. In many cases, no.
Well, in this case, not. And no. I am trying to think about any sport in which women could earn as much as men, at least in our country.
Volleyball, maybe.
Volleyball, yes. Yeah.
And synchronized swimming.
Yeah, but
I mean, they would probably earn some money that they can make a life out of it. But the thing is that in football, they earn such an amount of money. It's crazy, you know, but only men, not women. And you know, in the USA, in the States, the girls' football is more famous than the boys' football. I don't know why, but it is like this.
Because in the USA, boys play basketball, baseball, rugby, and football is like for one.
Okay.
They migrate them to the sport that men don't want.
Mm-hmm. So, you as girls, what would you like to do, and you think you're going to have difficulties? Is there anything you want to do that you cannot do, or that you have to think twice when trying to do it because you think that you're going to have some problems?
No, I think all of us want to do a degree and without any problem with the possibilities.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the other day I saw a research, and I think that it was 60% of the university students are girls now. But 100 years ago, you couldn't go to university.
Yes.
That is really, really hard. What do you think about gender violence? Which is a very...
a very difficult topic.
Yeah, very, very difficult topic, I know.
I think that Paloma doesn't talk a lot.
Yes.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Okay, what do you think about gender violence? I think it is a bad topic, but what can we do?
It's a very bad topic because, well, a lot of women die here in Spain and in all the countries in the world every year because of this. So I think probably some of the things the government is doing and in other countries to catch, for example, the men who do that are good, and if we improve more in this topic, probably we get to reduce the number of women.
Okay, because a lot of women suffer from this violence, which is hidden, as you know, because a lot of women are afraid of saying this, of saying that I am a victim of violence.
I think women are who can change it, because if a boy hit a woman, she has to split up, not follow the relationship, because he's going to
do again.
Yes.
Yeah, if somebody hits you, he doesn't love you. That
of
is.
Yes.
Okay, and as you know, it's a very, very problematic thing in Spain, but also in some other countries, as in Mexico. there is an authentic massacre. Okay, a lot of women are dying just because being women. Okay, as you can see, well, not the audience, but you that are here, we've got so many things about women and feminist topics in this radio. This is because we've got a group of women. Marta was here before. We've got a group of women that are trying to do things for women in Leganés. So if you are interested in this topic, maybe you can join that group. I don't know. Have you got any other thing to add? Anything else about this topic? Anything you would like to comment?
Yes. I think gender violence have a lot of relation with what we have talking about before. Mm-hmm. About the society, the gender role, it condition the gender violence, I think. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Javier, Rodrigo, Alba?
I think that you will do all that you see in your home. If your home see that your father hit your mother when you was older, you will hit your girlfriend or your...
No, I'm not. I agree with this because some people see it in their house and say, I don't want to be like my father and change. So, no.
Yes, but I think it's also a relation.
Yes, of course.
A little.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a very difficult topic, and that's why you deserve this. Okay, not only for this topic, but also for the more than 40 minutes that we've been speaking in English, which is not our native language, and which is a bit difficult. By the way, we have two new people that they have not introduced themselves. Can you tell us at least your names? Because we have been listening to you for a while, but we don't know who are you.
I'm Marta.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Andrea.
Okay, Marta and Andrea, you are also students in Maria Zambrano, and is this your first time in a radio? Mm.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you think about this?
I like this. I would like to work in something like that, like this.
Let's have a short break, okay, because, you know, they are working outside, that is the reason why of the sounds. And we are going to present a song, and then we will continue. It is a song, it is called Born to Be Wild.
The new version of Hinder, because it's one of my favorite groups, and I love the song.
We will listen to this song, and then we will come back here speaking in English.
Hello,
okay?
Mommy.
Hello.
Hello.
Estás escuchando la emisora comunitaria de Leganés.
So we are here again, we're back, and now we've got Paloma that she's going to read a recipe. What are you going to tell us, Paloma?
Well, first, if you want to say something about any of the topics we are talking about here in the radio, please call to this number.
Okay.
916933892.
Okay, it is 916933892, which is the telephone of our community radio. Yeah, sorry, Paloma.
No. well, and now I am going to explain how to make a chocolate fondue.
I love that. Yes. I love chocolate. It's amazing. Oh, my God.
Do you like chocolate?
No.
Oh, of course.
No.
No?
No?
No,
not that kind.
What? Chocolate? Black chocolate?
Chocolate bars. Yes.
Okay.
So you don't like the liquid chocolate,
yes.
But you like the bars. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, all the cookers say that it's a good idea to use the food of each season of the year. So we are going to use fruits of spring, the season, because they will be especially delicious and tasty. Well, now if you want to take notes. I am going to say what we will need for four people. 2 bananas.
Oh, yeah.
The secret word.
2 apples, 20 strawberries, 2 mandarins, 250 milliliters of milk, and a chocolate bar special for desserts. Now I am going to explain you how to prepare it. First of all, we peel all the fruits and we cut them in medium pieces. Then we cut the chocolate bar in small pieces and we put them in a dish mixed with the milk. We put the dish into the microwave with the maximum power for 3 minutes. Finally, we mix the chocolate and the milk for making a cream. For eating, we prick the pieces of fruit and we dip them in the chocolate. Don't you think it's easy?
Yeah, easy and delicious, eh?
Yeah, very delicious.
I will do it this weekend.
Yeah, invite me, please.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful, eh? Okay, and somebody says that, no, chocolate is not good. Come on, it's the best thing. And you know that when you are down, when you are depressed, sometimes
yes.
It's good to eat chocolate. Okay, how often do you eat chocolate, more or less?
Every day.
Every day.
For example, this time you are in the sofa and you say, oh, I'm boring. Chocolate for me.
Okay. Well, we have already spoken for 52 minutes, which is a lot. So what we are going to do now is to do a brief summary and a conclusion for this program. I hope you are liking it.
But what did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend? I need to know this, cause I know. Smiling for me. all the time.
Oh, see.
Listening Al Barkley with Smiley Faces, which is our symphony of this program. And in summary, we were speaking about education and about our dear high school.
Yes, and also about some improvements that we can bring about our educational system and subjects and so.
Okay, something I want to say about the these days that we have a lot of foreign students to other countries, and we can go to other countries to do an exchange or to travel, and we say to our teacher, English teacher, Maria Marsa, that we want to do an exchange and go to other country, but our high school doesn't. No,
offer,
our
offer.
High school say no and no and no because we are in second of baccalaureate.
Yeah, and you've got selectividad this year.
Yeah, teacher, you are listening us, so.
But we haven't had the any opportunity the years before.
Yeah, and it is a pity because, as we were saying before, there have been three exchanges this year.
Yes.
With English people, people from Denmark, and also people from Finland. Okay, let's continue with our summary because we have been speaking about the school and education. And what else have we done?
We have speak too about gender role and gender violence and so on.
Differences between women and men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been speaking about this for a long time, and also we have just had a recipe. It was Paloma. What was that?
Chocolate fondue with fruit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what can you tell your partners, the other students from Maria Zambrano that are listening to you now? What can you tell them? Do we eat people here on radio?
First of all, I don't think any of our partners in Maria Zambrano are listening to us.
Well, I hope so.
I think my mommy, your father, and three teachers are listening to us, but no more.
But in the case that some friends of us were listening to us, we love you. I have to say.
Okay, maybe they are not listening to you right now, but they will in the future because we are recording this and this will be published on our blog. By the way, do you know which is our blog?
Enjoy.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't know the name.
The name is Express Yourself.
Ah,
and
okay.
If you want to visit this, it's English Zambrano, everything together and without capital letters, englishzambrano.blogspot.com. There you can see the creations of your partners and you will have the opportunity to listen to this program there too.
Yes, and you can buy our CD with it's true, with the best moment of the program.
For example, the moment when Marta and Andrea has arrived late.
Or the moment
because our partners haven't waited for us.
No.
Or Soraya, who
because
says,
you were late.
Oh, this song is so modern.
Yes.
Oh, so handsful.
Okay, would you recommend the other people to come here? The
of
other
course,
people
of
from
course.
School?
Yeah, it's a nice experience.
It's an experience, okay.
A very good experience.
And it was also really nice for me as a teacher and also as a volunteer here in this organization to have you here. So you can come whenever you come. We normally speak Spanish, so I think it can be easier. Okay, but if you want to continue improving your English or communicating in English, of course you have got here our mics for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do you want to add any other thing?
Yes, I want to send a kiss for my girlfriend who is listening the program, and I love you.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so let's say goodbye. If you want, we can do a final round. Okay, Alba, what can you add?
Say hello to my parents that are listening to me. And well, when my friends hear it, I say it again. I love you too much. Thank you for all the moments.
Okay, Rodrigo, do you want to add any other thing apart from that kiss to your girl?
I don't know, buy our CD and have good moments with the better program in the radio.
Okay. Then Javier?
Me, I'm not sure that my mother are listening us because I have said that I'm here, I think, an hour before. And I don't know if she has been able to get the page. So you're asking me, I love you, mommy.
Okay, maybe next time we will have the FM and it would be easier on the radio, you know? Okay, then, Marta, what can you say just to finish?
Thanks to anyone who has listened to us.
Okay, important, yeah. Okay, then, Andrea?
A kiss for all the people that is listening us.
Okay, Soraya?
I have to say that it was a nice experience and... Well, I don't think that nobody is listening to me, but for all the people that are listening to us, thank you.
Okay. And finally, Paloma.
I want to send a kiss to my family, my mother, my brother, who are listening to me now, and to my father, who will listen to me later, and to anybody who has listened to us.
Okay, and what I want to do now is to say thank you to you for being here. And of course, you can come here back whenever you want, because this is your radio. Okay, so we will see each other tomorrow in school. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space.
Un mineral que se llama coltán. En un minuto te doy una información. Se han matado en el Congo. Tú nunca habías oído hablar del coltán, ¿verdad?
¿Qué es lo que hubiera pasado si Francisco de Asís, el marido de Isabel II, se hubiera podido casar con un chico? Y si ella hubiera podido elegir al hombre con el que casarse.
O abrimos los ojos y despertamos, o nos arrastra.
Pero que vamos, que yo creo que con el poco tiempo que le dedicamos, sale bastante bien y demasiado decidamos.
Estresadas, corriendo todo el día y haciendo mil cosas. No hablemos de los sueldos de la mujer, de que trabajas fuera, de que trabajas dentro... Y toda la pesca.
Bueno, no sé, quizás mi opinión me la reserve.
Que la gente solo es libre cuando tiene la información.
Emisora comunitaria de Leganés.
Y yo creo que queda bastante claro.
Muchas personas no vieron el Barça-Madrid. Estaban demasiado ocupadas tratando de sobrevivir. En algunos campos, las personas solo son titulares cuando mueren por una explosión, por hambre o por epidemias.
Participa con nosotros en el Festival Interpueblos. Entra ahora en www.festivalinterpueblos.org.
Tienes derecho a permanecer en silencio. Cualquier cosa que digas puede ser utilizada en tu contra. Tienes derecho a no revelar tus opiniones sobre política, cultura, sociedad. Tienes derecho a seguir ciegamente lo que digan los líderes de masas, los que mandan en política, deporte, movimientos sociales. Tienes derecho a ver, oír y leer lo que los grandes medios de comunicación deciden emitir.
Pero también tienes derecho a no permanecer en silencio. Tienes derecho a decir lo que piensas por cualquier medio de difusión. A escribir un artículo en un periódico, no solo una carta al director. Tienes derecho a difundir tus opiniones en un blog. Tienes derecho a tener tu propio programa de radio o televisión.
Porque el poder de la comunicación es tu derecho. ¿Por qué no lo decimos otra vez a ver qué tal suena? Porque el poder de la comunicación es tu derecho.